Pratham, which is the topmost expression of love, it presents it in an indirect way, and actually the love is heightened. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are brought here under her shelter. So we will hear Srila Prabhupada's translation. Very short. So this is after the Rasa dance, where Krishna was hiding from the gopis. In this way, all the gopis were madly feeling the absence of Krishna. They inquired for him from the trees and plants. In some places they found the imprint of the marks on the sole of his feet, namely the flag, the lotus flower, the trident, the thunderbolt, etc. After seeing those footprints, they exclaimed, "Oh, here is the impression of the marks on the sole of Krishna. All the marks, such as the flag, the lotus flower, the trident, and the thunderbolt, are distinctly visible here." They began to follow the footprints, and shortly they saw another set of footprints besides them. And immediately they became very sorry. "Dear friends, just see, whose are these other footprints? They are besides the footprints of the son of Maharaj Nanda. It is certainly Krishna passing through, resting his hand on some other gopi, exactly as an elephant goes side by side with his beloved mate. We must therefore understand that this particular gopi serves Krishna with greater affectionate love than ourselves. Because of this, although he has left us, he could not leave her company. He has taken her along with him. Dear friends, just imagine how the dust of this place is transcendentally glorious. The dust of the lotus feet of Krishna is worshipped even by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and the goddess of fortune Lakshmi. But at the same time, we are very sorry that this particular gopi has gone along with Krishna, for she is sharing the nectar of Krishna's kisses and leaving us aside to lament. Oh, friends, just see. At this particular spot, we do not see the footprints of that gopi. It appears that because there was some pinprick from the dried grass,
you can see it written all over his entire being, having difficulty staying within his body. The one and only Dinabandhu Prabhu Ki Jai. Able to mention Srimati's name directly, or he may leave his body in front of us or become stunned.
I think he was describing our Srimati Radharani. It says, "Golden Nastavaram Ramyam." She's golden complexion. Very beautiful golden complexion. Sunetra. Not, her eyes are very beautiful. Like you see our Srimati Radharani. Sunetra, Susmitananam. And her smile is like in Sweden, we have one, Smita Krishna. You hear it, the same word has come, Smita. Smita means this very beautiful smile. Susmitananam, not just Smita, but Susmitananam. She has a very beautiful smile. Shamam Savitam Sarikam. Shamam, she's very simple. Savitam Sarikam, but she's very able to get her desired goal, whatever desired thing, she's very able to get it. Shamam Savitam Sarikam, Radikam, Ashray Siddha. I always take shelter of that Srimati Radikam. So today we're celebrating the holy appearance day of the Ladini Shakti of Lord Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani. Very, very important day. How it should be celebrated. All night long, people were just dancing their hearts out, singing their voices out, just dancing. And ecstasy, there was like 10 different kirtans going on simultaneously. But somehow one would dominate for a while and everybody would go to that side and join and dance. So that one somehow would just go down and another one would come up over here. Somehow they would equalize for a while. No kirtan was superior. Then all of a sudden one over here would rise up like that. Everyone would run over there all night long. People just dancing and just radhe, 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 radhe. Bola barasani wali ki jai, jai, jai. It was just unbelievable bliss. It was just amazing to see the devotion of the people all night long, from 10 minutes till 5 in the morning. All of a sudden they opened this curtain and just... my feet barely touched the ground. Somehow or other I was pushed with my feet off the ground right in front of Srimati Radharani. And somehow I managed to fight my way and stay there. Half the time with feet on the ground, half the time not on the ground. Most amazing experience. So, because our Radharani, she's most amazing. She, at Krishna, he attracts everyone. The word Krishna means all attractive. But that Krishna, he's attracted by Srimati Radhika. So she's most amazing. Most amazing. Her pastime of appearance also very amazing. We have to go back a few thousand years in history. There was one prince and princess. It's now, I can't even remember the name. Anyway, generally when prince and princess will become married, then they will enjoy life like anything. But this prince and princess, they went off into the forest. But generally we get married, we like to eat nice paneer sabji and puris and sweet rice and halva, samosas. They were eating leaves and berries, only the monkeys would eat. Just imagine, they left all princely and princessly life, went to the forest eating dry leaves and berries only monkeys will eat. And they performed this type of penances and austerities for thousands of years. Which type of year? Those were demigod years. You know demigod year? Demigod year means that 6 months of our year is one day, and 6 months of our year is one night. Now you take 360 of those types of days, that's one demigod year. And for thousands of those divya births, thousands of those celestial years, they perform this type of penances and austerities. Finally, at the end, Lord Brahma appeared. And he asked them what benediction they wanted. And a very simple request they made: we want to have the consort of Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi Devi, as our daughter in order to render service to her. Brahma was so surprised. Everybody performs penance and austerity. They want some type of material benefit. They were simply praying for service. We want to have Lakshmi as our daughter so that we may render service to her. Brahma was completely shocked. He was so shocked. He was so happy by this request. He said, I will not only give you Lakshmi Devi, I will give you the Mahalakshmi, the consort of Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani, will become your daughter. Of course, we should not think that by Brahma's blessing, Radharani became the daughter of Vishvanu and Kishida. Rama's blessing is just like I give you blessing that sun will come up tomorrow morning. Vishvanu and Kishida are the eternal mother and father of Radharani. So Brahma, it's not that Brahma gave this benediction. He was just playing some part in the lila. No. Radharani is not dependent on Brahma's benediction for appearance. Then in their next Kalavati, we got one, and anyway, they took birth as Vrishabhanu and Kirtida in the next birth. Suchandra maybe? Suchandra and Kalavati? Or Sucharu? Something like that. So, they were very much desirous of having a daughter. They had one son, but they were very much desirous, Sridham, his name was Sridham, but they were very much desirous of having daughters. But somehow, years were going by and no daughter was coming. They were very disappointed. Then one day, it was the Gora Astami of Bhadra month, very early in the morning, Mangalarti time. This time they were living in Raval. Vrishabhanu's first kingdom was in Raval. Nandabhava and Yasoda, they were there in Gokul. And just next to Gokul is Raval. So very early in the morning in Raval, Jamuna flows very close. Every morning, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he would go to take his bath in Jamuna. He went to take his bath in Jamuna like every morning on this Bhadra Shukla Astami. As he approached the moon, he saw something shiny is there in the water. Something golden. As he came closer, he saw there was golden lotus. As he came even closer, he saw within that golden lotus there was a golden baby girl. So completely and charming and enchanting. Just like last night, one little girl about this big. She just began dancing. Everybody was dancing, so she started dancing. But her movements, somehow she was so small, this tall, but her movements was, I mean, after her, so many other little girls started to dance, and nobody could tell. Everybody was completely, even the fathers were completely mohit. They were just completely taken away by this tiny little girl dancing, oh, sweetly dancing. So like that, he saw this beautiful, tiny baby girl sitting and lying in this golden lotus flower. But this time of year, you see, you've been to Jamuna. This time of year is rainy season. Jamuna's rushing with water. He tried to approach that lotus. It was not possible. Then suddenly, Lord Brahma, he came down in his swan chariot. And he picked up that child, baby girl, and handed him to Vrishabhanu Maharaj, reminding him of his previous benediction. Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he took this baby girl. He was so happy. Now we've got daughter. We always wanted daughter. We got daughter. He ran back to the house to tell Kirti that we have daughter. We have daughter. Both they were looking, but they saw one thing. Her eyes were completely sealed shut. She was blind. There's history behind this. We have to go now. We have to go all the way back to Golok. In Golok, one time Krishna, he informed Srimati Radhika that very soon Dwapara Yuga is coming to an end. We're going to have to manifest our pastimes on the earth for the benefit of all of the fallen conditioned souls so that they can become attracted to come back to home, back to Godhead. Srimati said, I don't want to go anywhere where there's no Vrindavan, where there's no Jamuna, where there's no Govardhan. How I can go to such a place? Because he says, just look, already Govardhan is gone. Jamuna is gone. Vrindavan Dham is already gone there. You just see. This Vanananandini, she was completely shocked to see this. He said, but if I go down there,
I don't want to see anyone or anything in that world until I see your face. Therefore, her eyes were sealed shut. Anyway, they thought she was so beautiful, blind at her anyway. Doesn't matter, she's so beautiful. About the same time, Lord Muni was passing by. He had calculated that the Ladini Shakti of Lord Sri Krishna must make her appearance on this day, in this place. He was running all over Gokul and all that area, all along the bank of Jamuna, trying to find out where she has appeared. He knows, just she's appeared somewhere. So he came knocking at Vishvana Maharaj's house. Vishvana Maharaj, he saw that Narad Muni had come and immediately invited him in. He sat him down. He washed his feet. He sprinkled water on his head. He sprinkled on his whole family members. And he said to Maharaj, he said,
Oh,
Thank you.